Thanks for listening to this sermon recorded at Holy Innocents Episcopal Church during one of our principal services. This sermon was based upon the lectionary readings for the day. To stay connected at Holy Innocents, friend us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or check us out on the web. Thanks for listening and stay connected.
I wonder if we have any children this morning. Do none here at all? Please. Would you like to come forward? Oh, that's good, because I saw you in the procession. Did you know when you were coming to church this morning that you were coming to a party? You did? It looks like a party, right? What? Do we normally have balloons? No. Balloons? No, we don't normally have balloons. We have banners and we have ribbons. Now, we sometimes have baptisms. That happens from time to time. But it is a party, and we celebrate today the birthday, not your birthday, not my birthday, but all our birthdays, because we belong to this one big, glorious church. Did you know the church can have a birthday, too? Yeah, and so we wear red, and we put out these balloons, and we invite all of our friends to come to our birthday celebration that's been going on now for over 2,000 years. Yes, yes. So we heard a story about how some people got together in Jerusalem, and when they got there, they heard a big rush of a wind. Can you do a wind imitation for me? Can you do your best wind? Come on, oh, come on, you can do better. So everybody can hear. How about everybody? Can we all help out? Right. And that wind came in, and then they looked around, and they saw that on the top of everybody's head was a flame. A fire was burning. The fire that represents the Spirit of God that is in each and every one of us. And our job is to carry that flame out into the world so that everyone we know, even though we can't really see it, it's so that you show it by who you are. Okay? So I brought my really fancy gift box that's red, the color of Pentecost. I put a little dove on the top. And inside, I have something that is a gift for you and then something for you to share. Okay? I think I have enough. I'm pretty sure. So on each of these is two stickers. What are those? What kind of candles? Birthday candles. Okay? So one birthday candle for you. And they're lit, right? So there's flames. It's the closest I could get to a flame right there. Okay. So there's a flame, and you're going to get one and share one. Think you can do that? Okay. Now, can I trust you with this? Can I trust you to hand out some of these to your friends right here? Okay? If I give you some? And can I trust you to hand out some on this side? Okay. All right. And can you go back to your seat when you do that? Okay? Okay. You know, this week, the bishop sent all clergy an email. And in the email, he also asked us to share. Well, actually, he invited you all to share with each other what God is doing in your life. It's a scary proposition. Turning to someone you don't know, perhaps, in the pew is the scary part, I'm thinking. But to talk about what it is that God is doing in your life. Because that's what Pentecost is all about, is sharing the good news that we've been given. Has everybody got their candles and one to share? Okay, can you go back to your seats? Okay, thanks. Okay. So while I'm not going to make you do that just yet, like turn and talk to your neighbor, at the peace, I think it might be a good idea. We celebrate the birthday of the church and our community, and we celebrate the baptisms of Harper and Davis and Galen, Brennan and Davis. Because without the Holy Spirit, we would not be here to celebrate. There would be no church, there would be no community, no baptisms. The Holy Spirit comes in wind and fire, two uncontrollable elements, and we know the destructive qualities of both of those. Just this week in Texas and earlier in the fall, the Northeast and Sandy. The Holy Spirit as wind and fire, uncontrollable, wild, and untamed, unpredictable. And to us, well, that just sounds downright un-Episcopalian. Yet, it's so necessary. Because we are like Philip in this morning's gospel. Show us the Father, he said, and we will be satisfied. We want to be shown. We want to see and touch and feel. We want to have that hard evidence. We want to know that God is active in our world. We want to see God. And it'll just be so much easier if you just show me. And Jesus says, I have shown you, Philip. In all I did and said, all of that stuff that we've been doing together, that's all about the Father. But he goes on to say, and you, Philip, and you, people of Holy Innocence, can do greater things than I have done. And so in the reading from Acts, the Holy Spirit promised arrives and descends. And the presence of the living God is realized and experienced by all, regardless of their race or creed or language. The Holy Spirit comes to all. And when the Holy Spirit comes, those gathered in Jerusalem have the ability to hear and understand each other. They have the ability to hear and understand those who are different. And that's just the very beginning, isn't it? Because once they're able to put aside those kinds of differences that separate, the differences of language and culture, they are filled with the courage of the Holy Spirit to do, as the gospel says, greater works than these. That is something to tell about. That is good news. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, moving in and among us and bringing with it the possibility that we might be struck and do something out of the ordinary, behave differently, understand one another, be filled with the courage to do greater works than these. The feast of Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit in wind and fire, stirring things up, making us a little uncomfortable. Coming to a world that can appear desolate or empty of hope and promise. And it is into those places that the Holy Spirit comes, bringing winds of change and refining fire, offering promise and hope, giving courage to see that whatever we ask in the name of Jesus will be done. So today we celebrate the birthday of the church, the coming of the Holy Spirit that forms our community and our calling. We renew our baptismal covenant, and in that we rededicate our lives. We agree to follow the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to resist evil, and when we can't, to repent, to proclaim the good news in what we say and how we live, to seek and serve Christ in all persons, to strive for justice and peace, and respect the dignity of every human being. These actions we do with God's help, and that help is the Holy Spirit. That help is the fire and the wind of God. The wind and fire that blows change and imprints our heart and minds with God's love and desire for us. The bishop has asked that we invite people to talk to one another about what God is doing in our lives. And in other words, or in the words of the gospel, do you believe, and can you tell about it, that you have the power to do greater works than these? To share with each other the good news, to believe that we have the power to do great work, because you can and you are. Every time you find the courage to speak the truth, each time you are empowered to act for justice, compelled to offer mercy, or take the time to listen to one another, that is a Pentecost moment. God working in you. Talk about that. The gift has been given. The gift is being given. There is so much to celebrate. Amen.